last two Mishnayos here in Perek Yutes discussing the mitzvah of Mila, we learned that based on the Pasuk, there's a special Gzeres HaKasuv, Gemara quotes to tell us that B'yom, you're allowed to do, and you're mitzuvah, you're required to do a Mila on the eighth day, if of course the child is healthy, even if it's on Shabbos. However, if the child is born Friday afternoon, and it's Ben HaShmashos, it's a time when we're not sure whether it's Shabbos or not. Well, if the baby was born on Shabbos, so the following 8 days later on Shabbos, you could do the bris. But if the baby was born on Friday, you would have to wait till Sunday. So the Mishnah tells us, in ideal circumstances, kato nimo l'shmona, child is gamalt, is given a bris on the eighth day, l'tisha, sometimes on the ninth, la'asara, sometimes on the tenth, u'la'achar asar, even on the 11th, u'lishneim asar, or the 12th, lo pachas v'lo yosar, certainly not less. You're not even makan the mila if it's less than 8 days, and ideally not more. We try not to push it off, even once it's a mila shel b'zman. There's two opinions, not chronim, but we try to do it as quickly as possible. Haketzad kedarko l'shmona. How is this possible? A normal mila is on the eighth day. No la l'bein hashmos shows if the child is born b'nei hashmos on Friday afternoon. Nima l'tisha the Sunday following. What about b'nei hashmos shel erev Shabbos on b'nei hashmos? Excuse me. The previous case was any b'nei hashmos. The following week, you have to wait till the following day. But if it's Ben HaShemosha Shal Erev Shabbos, Nima La'asar, you have to wait until Sunday, which is the 10th day. Yom Tov La'achar Shabbos, let's say it's Ben HaShemosha, and the following week, that Sunday is Yontus, you have to wait till Monday, Nima La'achar Asar, then it becomes day 11. Shnei Yom Tov Shor Rosh Hashanah, Nima L'Shnei Masar. If the child is born a week before Rosh Hashanah, on Ben HaShemosha, of Friday afternoon, when the following week, Sunday, Monday, which is not possible today, but in those days it was possible to have Rosh Hashanah on a Sunday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, you can't do the bris until Tuesday, Nima L'Shnei Masar, the bris is on the 12th day. Katan HaChola, if a Katan is sick, Ein Molin Oso Achiyavri, you can't give him a meal until he is better, and there are two different kinds of sickness, when you have to wait until there's a 7-day waiting period, other kinds of sicknesses, just once he's better, you give him the meal right away. Mishnah Vav Elohim Tzitzin HaMa'akvin. These are the threads. These are the portions of skin that are Ma'akvin Samil. They are essential to fulfill the mitzvah. Basar HaChofes Rov HaTara. The skin that overlaps over the top portion of the male organ of the Aver. If that is not removed, there's no mitzvah at all. Ve'inu Ocha B'truma. A person can't eat truma unless they are gemalt, if they're a kohen. V'mhoya Bal Basar. Let's say the person has a lot of flesh. Even if you were to cut off most of that skin, the excess flesh would make it droopy. It would look like you didn't have a bris, so you should cut that off as well. Mol velo para. If you cut off the skin, but you didn't pull back the second layer of the membrane, velo para samilo, you didn't pull back the membrane, ki ilu lo mol. There are two stages of the mila. One is mila, and one is priya, and it is required to do both the mila and the priya to be yotzei the mitzvah. Now the Gemara talks about tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. Let's say you got the rove of the atara, but you didn't get the miut. So if you're still in the continuation of that ma'isa, there's a shtickel Torah in the Briska Rav who points out that if it's one ma'isa, even the elements which are not ma'akiv are also included in that action, and they too could be done on Shabbos as part of the action, even though it's a malacha of chovel. Because according to one opinion, that Enim Akvin is even permitted on Shabbos itself, because according to the Briska Rav, it's one Maisa, which is already has the heter of the Dechia of Shabbos.